And here is the nucleosome structure which results from application of the principles we have been discussing. This, in fact, is the structure I wish to propose for the nucleosome in its everyday state. I'm about as sure of it as I am of the Kornberg-Luger et al. Crystal structure for the histone octamer core. If that core structure is correct, then I would assert that the structure shown here, or one very similar to it, is very likely also correct. If, of course, it turns out that the currently accepted histone octamer structure is an artifact of crystallization, then I have just wasted an entire year of my life, which is how long it took me to complete this model, plus an additional half year to create this slide presentation. And here's a summary review of the structure. In this view, which I have variously referred to as frontal view or root position view, the octamer, with its 8 N-termini modeled as beta strands, has a decidedly square appearance. Each corner of the square has a protein DNA complex, which mimics that previously shown to be the likely structure of the complex found in sperm cells between DNA and protamine. The DNA is a tetraplex consisting of two DNA duplexes, each one modeled after the straight ladder model of Tai-Te Wu, with 6.8 angstrom base pair spacing. The two duplexes are then mutually intercalated, which restores the base spacing to 3.4 angstroms. Their positions with respect to the octamer core are determined by the positions and orientations of the octamer subunit N-termini, which are modeled as beta strands, pointing alternatively either up or down, as these terms are herein defined. As in protamine, the protein strands are 15 angstroms apart, a spacing just large enough to accommodate the DNA and allow for the formation of 3-angstrom salt bridges between the positively charged R groups of lysine and arginine and the negatively charged phosphate groups of DNA. At every level, the DNA strands are only paired with protein on one face of the tetraplex. The protein for the opposite face is provided by an adjacent histone octamer, the one either immediately preceding or following the current one along the DNA tetraplex chain.